This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Very good. Are you familiar with a motion picture called Wings?
Yes, the first Best Picture winner and the only silent film to win, right?
So the big question that I'll ask here in a few minutes is, will
another film join that?
Right.
Yeah.
Because there is a silent film, of course, up for Best Picture. Let's talk about who you think will win, who you think should win in some of the big categories. Actress in a leading role, Glenn Close, for playing the title character in Albert Nobbs, Viola Davis from The Help, Rooney Mara from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Meryl Streep, again nominated for The Iron Lady, and Michelle Williams, My Week with Marilyn.
Maybe it's because, or maybe I'm letting my personal feelings on the films kind of cloud the judgment there, but I guess I see that this is a two-horse race, really, between Meryl Streep from The Iron Lady and Viola Davis from The Help. Ironically, both of them were up a few years ago for both being in doubt and being each other's scene partners. Meryl Streep is nominated, I think, for her 17th time, 16th mm-hmm. or 17th time.
A record, correct.
And she deserves every one of those, and maybe more. And she certainly has campaigned this year. But I really feel with the Best Picture support for The Help. And at the end of the day, Meryl Streep is very good in a movie that's not very good. Mm-hmm. And Viola Davis is excellent in a movie that's good. And it's being rewarded. And she, I think, had the hardest part because she had to create a character from a woman who's very silent and very observant in a film of loud women. And, you know, I think that, you know, she's probably the best actress working right now that hasn't won one, you know, and she's not given the opportunities. Halle Berry won an Oscar in 2002 for Best Actress, and we thought that's going to open the door. And it really hasn't for lead actresses, African-American actresses. So I think it's a case of should go to Viola Davis, and knock on wood, I think it will.
Actor in a leading role, Brad Pitt from Moneyball, Gary Oldman, Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy,
Jean Dujardin.
Yes, from The Artist, George Clooney from The Descendants, and from A Better Life, Damien Bashir.
I think all year long it had been George Clooney for The Descendants, and then in the past month with the British Academy and the Screen Actors Guild Awards, it started to go to Jean Dujardin. Since he's in a Best Picture frontrunner, I guess you'd have to say it'll be Jean Dujardin. I could still see it going to Clooney. I could even see a case where they both kind of split and Brad Pitt finally wins. And I think he probably is the should win because he was great in Moneyball. But I guess this could go either way, and I give a slim, slim lead to Dujardin.
Okay, now for Best Picture, there are 9 nominees. They include The Artist, The Descendants, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, The Help, War Horse, Tree of Life, Moneyball, Midnight in Paris, Hugo. By all accounts, people are taking out Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, War Horse, and
Tree of Life. Yeah.
Those are by people who know such things say nothing about their quality, but those are not going to win. Those three do not have a chance.
They're the lower vote getters, yeah.
Hugo is primarily seen as a children's film. Does that hurt or help, or does that matter?
Yeah, you're right. It probably does hurt it. Hugo is the film that has the most nominations, and that wins a lot. But all of its nominations primarily, besides screenplay and director, are in the technical categories where it should do pretty well. So I don't think that that's a variable that would make it swing that way. I really have a hard time seeing anything other than The Artist winning.
Really?
I just don't. And it's funny, too, because it's not like The King's Speech last year. When it started to gain momentum, and even Social Network last year, they started to make a lot of money. The Artist hasn't done that. It's a low earning movie. It's not as low as, say, The Hurt Locker, but The Hurt Locker came out almost a year before the Oscars. This is coming out, you know, right before the Oscars, and it's still a low earning movie. But I really, maybe The Help could potentially, if the actors get behind it, but I don't see a lot of white male actors getting behind that.
And you bring that up because they're voters.
Well, I bring it up, and the New York Times did a story over the weekend that looked at the demographics, and they're 76% male and 95% white. and the majority of them are, I think the median age is 62. So I don't necessarily see that. Plus, it didn't get a director nomination. Hugo could potentially, but I don't. It's a children's movie. Descendants is adult. Moneyball, Midnight in Paris. It just doesn't seem like anything could possibly take down The Artist.
Do you think Monday morning we'll be able to say Oscar-winning movie Transformers, Dark of the Moon?
I don't think that will happen, but we may be able to say Oscar-winning film, The Muppets.
Right.
For song, Rango for animated film. So, yeah, there's some interesting stuff. And, you know, with bringing Billy Crystal back, it should be an interesting show to watch on Sunday night.
All right. We'll tally up the scorecard next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.